Dan Taylor for the Morning Mare with a cloudy, mild New Year's Eve day. Showers on and off, high about 50. Maybe a couple of showers tonight. Schlep with the umbrellas, Mr. G would say. Temperatures will be hovering in the 30s. 42 right now, New York, 101.1 on your radio. It says doo-wah, diddy-diddy. There's three more D's. They're everywhere.
They're everywhere, those triple D's, right?
Hello, Dan Daniel.
Hello, Dan Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning to you. And I haven't been saying anything about what's been going on yet, but we've been talking about it, of course, here around the radio station. And certainly a lot of listeners, too, as you've been talking, and this is a very special day for you, isn't it?
Well, actually, it's a very special day for you, Dan Taylor.
Yes, it is.
You know, it really, really is. And as you said to me the other morning about something we've known about for some time, you and I and Joe McCoy, you said, what a great Christmas present.
Yes.
And I think we ought to tell everybody what you got for Christmas.
Well, I will be the new 9 to noon personality, radio personality, whatever you want to call it, DJ, host, here on CBS-FM, and I am filling some mighty big shoes here at 101.1, Dan Daniel.
14B, as a matter of fact, to be literal about it.
I'm a 9.5, so there you go.
It's great, Dan. Yeah. You know, I was riding the train in this morning.
Uh-huh.
Remembering the first time that we met in this month of December back in 1985 over the country station. In the Wall Street Journal this morning, there's a story about tonight and tomorrow morning being the 50th anniversary of the death of one of the first rock and rollers, Hank Williams.
Yeah.
Hank Williams Sr., right?
So we have so many parallels that way.
We really, really do. And so we've known each other and we've worked on a couple of radio stations before. But this is where we both belong.
Yes.
But as a matter of fact, you remember what I first said to you the first day that I ever followed you on the air over the old WHN? You were about 12.
Then. Yes, I think I was. My memory wasn't very good then. But,
I said that, Dan Taylor, you are going to be the next Dan Taylor. I think you thought I was going to say Dan Ingram.
No.
Because I know he was your hero, right?
No.
I said, no, you are an original. You're really, you are the future of this radio station.
Yes.
But you're a real throwback to, the positive values of guys who were known as great more music jocks back in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. Yeah.
Well, Ron Lundy told me once, you're a wonderful student of this business, and I thank him for that because I had great teachers, people like you, people like Dan Ingram and Harry Harrison and so many great folks.
Yeah.
And I've had a wonderful learning experience being here in the New York area.
Well, Joe and I had lunch last January. I take him to lunch for a Christmas present, and somehow our luncheon got delayed. So I guess it was about the second week in January of 2002, and along about dessert time, I said, Joe, I'd like to open a dialogue with you about lessening my role at the radio station. And he gave me the greatest compliment of all. He said, Dan, it's your call.
Yeah.
And at the luncheon, your name came up, and I said, well, who else?
No.
Who else? No. I mean, you know, you are really the future of this radio station.
Well,
it's a great station, CBS-FM 101.1.
You have left me a wonderful, wonderful audience, that is for sure. Wonderful group of people.
Yeah. We're going to go away for, do some things, do some ordinary things.
You're going to come back,
right? Special things.
Stuff?
Well, I'm going to come back maybe like the first weekend in April, and maybe do one show a weekend on the radio station, and we'll also do some stuff representing the station off the air. You know, before I came to CBS-FM, very active in golf outings for charity, et cetera. You remember when the old...
Sure, absolutely.
Old Y&Y.
Yeah.
And once we got here, we continued to do that, and then in 1999, I had a couple of heart operations, and so that cut down on some of that outside physical activity. And the energy level is getting back up there, and we're going to do that. So part of the time that I'll spend in the next 3 months, in addition to seeing all my kids who are scattered from California to the Carolinas and going down to Texas and seeing my two brothers and visiting my folks' graves. I haven't been to Texas since my mom died in 1999. So we're doing a lot of other stuff, and my Rosie needs a little bit of a rest, too, because she's been going through that elder care thing with her mother this year. So we need a little rest, but there are a lot of things we want to do and a lot of things we're going to do with our friends starting tonight, as a matter of fact.
Let that alarm clock not just disconnect it. You don't have to worry about it tomorrow.
That's correct. So in just a few minutes, the Harry Harrison show will be over, and this will be the last time you'll have to get up this early.
Yeah, right.
And and starting the day after tomorrow, the Dan Daniel show will be the Dan Taylor show on CBS-FM.
101.1. Well, thank you so much, Dan. Really. I mean, we're gonna be here with you at 9 o'clock here at CBS-FM. I just want to play this one because I think it's so apropos for two of great folks here in the business. And you certainly are one of them, too. That's what friends are for, my friend.
God bless you.
All right. The best to you. Dandy Dan Daniel here at CBS-FM 101.1, New York's oldie station. Good morning. And I...